Good evening, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We left off in this. We started the Mishnah on Daf Hey on the Base. There's a din of b'chor behemot tahira, and there's a din of b'chor behemot meya. So last week we learned the Gemara that b'chor behemot meya only applies to the chamor, petah chamor. You don't say that it's only an example. Petach marativ to beser, and you say with a mamatzinu that chamor represents all behemot tameya. No, only chamor. The Gemara gives on the top of the amud, on the top of the fehamid base, the Gemara on the fifth line from the top. Manishtanet petach chamor and petach susim gemalim. Why was chamor singled out? Why is it different? So the Gemara says that it's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That when they left Mitzrayim, they took a lot of, they knocked, it was a Hirah, sure, they had a knock on the next door neighbor's doors, on the Nochrim's doors on Erev Pesach, and asked for Matonis. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu. Achrechen Yetzu Birchush Gadol. So they had Matonis. So they had Chamorim, they had a certain type of Chamorim carrying tons and tons of Bizas Mitzrayim. Right, so maybe that's why the Torah singled that Petach Hamor only Susim and not Gemalim, because Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Petach Hamor is a machlokes Tanoim at the end of the Perek of Yudah Reb Shimon. We discussed it already. With Petach Hamor before Pion is also Bahano or Muta Bahano. We paskan also Bahano. There's a Mishnah at the end. We discussed this also. Just review Mishnah at the end of the second Perek. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha, three ways to be Mekadosh, Kesev, Ishtar, Bia. So the Rambam says, we have the practice only to be Mekadosh B'Kesev. But we're not Mekadosh B'Kesev, we're Mekadosh with a ring, that's Shavu Kesev. The Rambam and Ebenezer quotes the Tikkuni Zohar, that the meaning is to be Mekadosh Dafka with a ring, the Shavu Kesev. Why is that? What, the Rambam, we spoke about it. The Rambam says, Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Bia is based on Torah Shebichsav, and Kedusha Kesem is only Dibreister from his Torah Shebal Peh. So in a certain sense, it's weaker. The Rambam the Kes Mishnah says, the Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Gemara has in a few rare cases, you have Avkin Rabbanu Kedusha Minei. The Rabbanu declare that even though the couple is married, she's an Eshes Ish, they declare that the Kedusha wasn't Chal. So Yerach B'yach HaChomim, the Gemara has Yeshkech V'acham L'ak Adom and HaTorah, they allow an Eishes Ish to violate Lasinaf. They have koyach to be Eikadubanator b'shevi al tase, that you shouldn't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. A Gersh and his gar and Erev Pesach shouldn't bring a korban Pesach that year, should bring Pesach instead of bringing a Pesach Rishon, should bring a Pesach Sheni. But this is Yesh koach laka bekum b'yasei, the Bavli holds ain koach laka, the Yishami sin told Yesh koach laka afile bekum b'yasei. But Maskonas Abavli and the Sugya in Yevamos, it goes on and on from Daf Peches, Peites, Daf Tzadik. So the final mask is Ein Kerach Be'achacham Lakadur Melater Bekum Yaseh. How can it be? So the Gemara says Einach the Kodesh Bekaspa. If the man was Mekadesh Bekesav, then we understand why Yesh Kerach Laka. Why? So the Rambam, the Kesav Mishnah writes, the Rambam understood in the Gemara because Kesav Kedusha Kesav is only Torah Shebal Peh, and we say Ein Kerach Be'achacham Lakadur Min HaTorah. Those two words, Min HaTorah, means Torah Shebichsav. A din that's Torah Shebichsav is Mochomer than a din that's only known through Torah Shebal Peh. Megadim has a long, in the beginning of the Psicha Kalelis, first long paragraph, has a lot of Nafkeminis Ledina to demonstrate that this is so. That din, they're all deraisa, but a din deraisa that's Mufurish Bikro, Torah Shebichsav is Mochomer than Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes, really, Kedusha Kesev is a low level than Kedusha Shtar and Bia. It's only Torah Shabbal Peh. And nonetheless, Kvanogakoli saw the Kaddish B'Kesev. The meaning by the Jews is that they're Mekaddish B'Kesev. What kind of a meaning by the Jews? As opposed to who's going to read the Mishnah Torah? Only Jews are reading it. What? So they explain that the Karaites never believed in Kedusha Kesev because it's Torah Shabbal Peh. It's only Torah Shebal Peh. They only follow Mikra. They only follow Torah Shebichsav. Each group of the Karoim, in Europe and Asia and Africa, each group has their own shtiklach, what they don't observe. But all three have this in common. None of them have Kedusha Kesef at all. So the Rambam says, the rabbinic Jews who follow the Chachamim, Orthodox Jews who follow the Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning by them is to emphasize, to demonstrate under the chuppah that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh. So our meaning is that we do teach him a Torah Shebaal Peh on top of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, you may mekadosh bepruta or bishove pruta. So Tosfos and the Rishonim there, first Mishnah, discuss how did the Tanaim know that shove kesef ki kesef? There are cases in halacha where shove kesef is lav ki kesef. Pidya ma'asusheni, you need lav ki kesef. Kesef sheish olav tzuri. You can't be paid in ma'asusheni on shove kesef. Hegdish, you can be paid on shove kesef. Ma'asusheni, you cannot. We had that with a Gemara Mekoros, Daf Nun Aleph, later in them. So we had that already. And Machzah Shekel also, Gemara says, is an exception to the rule. Can only be Yotze Machzah Shekel if you give Kesef. If you give Shove Kesef, is no good. So the fact that you can be Mekadosh B'Shove Kesef, the meaning is we're Mekadosh B'Kesef, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Meaning is we're Mekadosh B'Shove Kesef, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, on top of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the whole discussion all the Rishonim have on the opening Mishnah, based on an Aleph and Kiddushin. How did the Tanoim know that that's correct, that you can be Mekadosh and Isha B'Shove Kesef? So that's the minik, to be Mekadosh B'Shove Kesef. So the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin lists off all of the Suri Hanoah in the whole wide world. Shah Niskal, Basa B'cholov, Egla Rufa, and it says there, Seir Nazir, Petach Hamor. So it says an Astam Mishnah, Petach Hamor is also Hanoah. So what do I mean here? It's a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. There, all the Tanakh agree. Gemara says no. They all agree. Petach Hamor is asamana. They just argue when. But if you if you weren't paid to the Petach Hamor and you did loisifte ba'arafte, you did arifa, you broke its neck. Then everybody agrees. Petach Hamor lachar arifa is also ba'ano. Petach Hamor didn't. You plan to do pidyon. You're not going to do arifa. So what's the din if you have a Petach Hamor before pidyon? Is it also b'hano? And the opinion is to take off the isur hano. That's how we paskin. The other Tana hall knows that disagrees. The other Tana disagrees. That's the end of the first perik in Bukharis. That we paskin Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is also b'hano. And the opinion is to take off the isur. The other Tana disagrees. It's like Pidyon Aben. The baby is not also b'hano before you do Pidyon Aben. We mentioned the Sfarno and some Achrenim say that it is also b'ano. The parents shouldn't play with their baby until after they do the Pidyon HaBen, and that's against the Gemara. The Achrenim say it's against the Gemara. Gemara Beferish. The Pidyon HaBen by a baby Bechor is not to take off an Isa Hano. That was the Moshel that the one Tana quoted, just like Pidyon HaBen is a Pidyon that doesn't take off an Isa Hano. Pidyon Hegdish takes off an Isa Hano. Pidyon, Maisa Sheni, takes off an Isa. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Lasucha lecha b'sharecha, Maisa digoncha b'sayroshcha v'yitzarecha. You're not permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni chutz li'rushalayim. So the Pidyon and Maisa Sheni takes off the Isa. You are permitted to eat it chutz li'rushalayim. But that's the machleika of Bira Reb Shimon, whether Pidyon Petach Hamor takes off an Easter. Oh no, it's a mitzvah, either to do Pidyon or to do Arifa. So getting back again. So there's a din. The Gemara says we have either a pasuk by Bechor Behema Tohira or a pasuk by Bechor Behema Tmeya Petach Hamor, and you learn that one from the other. And the Gemara calls Bechor Behema Tohira, the Gemara calls a Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach. If it doesn't have a mum, you makriv it on the Mizbeach. And if it's a Bechor Behema Tmeya, if it's Petach Hamor, the Gemara calls it a Kedusha Zdomin. That's what the Gemara says over here. We spoke about that last week. So the Mishnah in the Braisa and the Gemara, they say there's a din. What if the Bechor, either Petach Hamor or Bechor Behema Toira, is a mutation? The mother who gave birth to this Vlad is a Chamora, and the Vlad looks like a Sus, looks like a Goma, looks like a Seh, looks like a Kebis, looks like something else. So if it's a mutation, if it's a Bechor Behema Toira, that has Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach. So anything that's a mutation, that's Upgiret, that's a Dover Pasha, that's a Balmum. Whatever, that's a Gemara, and the Rama quotes it. That's a Din in the Gemara, that if it's a Nidme, and Nidme means the animal is a mutation, it doesn't look the shape like it's supposed to. It's in Gansan, it looks like a different thing. So that's a Dover, in a Bechor Behema Tohira, it's both Matan Skuna, it's one of the Chof Dalet Matan Skuna. And number two, it has Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach, Yemakrevit. So if it's going to be, if it has a mum, then you can't be makir, it has a mum kavua. You can't be makir of it on the mizbech. Usually when you have a korban that gets a mum kavua, you have to be poided. If it only has a mum over, you can't be poided. You have to wait till it gets better and be makir of it. You're not allowed to make matal mum in the b'chor. But so normally if you have any other korban, when it gets a mum kavua, you're able to be poida in motzi l'chul and then shecht in chutz l'mikdash and it's mutabano. By b'chor and ma'isa, these are the two karbonas that there's no pidyon. They're psukim l'chumish. You can't be poida. Once it gets a mum kavua, it's yotzi l'chul and by itself, automatically. There's no need for pidyon. So this is a dava pashut. If you have a b'chor behema tohira and it has a mum kavua, so you're allowed to shech the chutz l'migdash, but it's still a matnas kuhne. You still have to, one of the choftal of matnas kuhne is mama na kohen. You have to give it to the kohen. If the mum that it has is that it has a mutation, it's a parashayol de min chamor, or parashayol de min eis. It's the wrong animal. Either it looks like a different behemotara, or it looks like a behemotama. It's a ganzen, a different animal. Then not only can you not be makrivit al gabi hamizbeach, but it doesn't have the whole, it doesn't have a din of matnas kuhuna at all. That's the Gemara learns that from the psukim. Actually, who said, Vloda said, if it's a mutation, doesn't have it all. Doesn't have the whole din of b'chor behema tohira at all. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, and the Rambam quotes all this on Vav Amud Aleph, which mutations cancel the whole din of matnas kuhuna mikol b'chor, and which not. So the Gemara says, let's say it behema tahira has a bechor, a zachar, and it looks like a different behema tahira. So maybe since whether it would have been this behema tahira, the other behema tahira would have had a din of bechor behema tahira is makri, your makri bit agabi hamizbeach, whether it's a behema gasa or behema daka. A shor is a behema gasa. That's a 9-month pregnancy, and a behema daka, let's say, I get an aze, a sheep is a behema daka. That's a 5-month pregnancy. Different kinds of animals. They can't be misabrim zem hizeh. If one has a 9-month pregnancy and one has a 5-month pregnancy, it's a different kind of pregnancy. So the Gemara assumes on the next daf that they're not, on the next daf, on Zainam et al. The Gemara says they're not misabrim zem hizeh. But nonetheless, if you have the mother who gave birth, the cow that gave birth was a behema Torah, and the vlad looks like a different behema Torah, so it's taka mutation, so it's, maybe it's only a balmum, maybe it only has the din of a balmum, that you can't be makrevin agami amizbeach, and b'chor ha'maisa, you don't need any pidyon, once it gets a mum kavua, so it's a l'chulin automatically, but maybe that kind of a mutation doesn't cancel the whole din of matans kunim, maybe it's still one of the matans kunim. So the Gemara has a sofik in certain cases. Let's say if the mother of the vlad was a chamora, and it gives birth to a se, it's a mutation, gives birth to a se. So either way would have had a din of b'chor, but one is a b'chor behema tohira, that's kedushas haguf lamizbech. One is a b'chor behema tmen, it's only kedusha damim. It's a different kind of b'chor. So the Gemara has an Ebayi de Leib Shita. In some of the cases, they have an Ebayi de Leib Shita. In other cases, they say for sure that it's good. When the Rambam quotes this, they tell you the Mar Mekaymus and the Rambam in Perek Beis and Hilchos Becheiris, Halacha Vav, the Rambam quotes which cases they say if it's a major mutation, then it doesn't have a din of Bechor at all. It's not from the Matnas Kuhn at all. And if it's not such a major mutation, Gemara is not sure which is major, which is minor, then we say it's only a mum kavua, but it still is considered matnas kuhuna. So if you have a suffix, whether it's a matnas kuhuna or not, so what's the din? So the din is hamotz mechabel of harai, the farmer has the right to keep it. What if the kohen grabs it? So that's the sugyim bov mitzia and davav. What's the din if you have a suffix petach hamor? So the farmer has to be paid at Petach Hamor b'seh misofik, because Petach Hamor we paskan is also b'anor kodim pidyon. If we would have adopted the position of the other Tana, I think Reb Shimon holds that Petach Hamor is muta b'anor kodim pidyon. Whenever you have a sofik Petach Hamor, you don't have to be paid. It's only sofik b'mayna. It's only a sofik of matan skuna. So there's no need to be paid of set. But the way we pass on halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that petach hamor kodem pediya is also bal noa. So if you have a sofik petach hamor, so it's a sofik b'mayna lekula. The farmer has to sofik isura lechumra. The farmer has to be paid of set to remove the sofik isur. Because it'll be also b'hanomi sofik, but sofik mamona l'kula, he doesn't have to give this pidyon petach hamor tifta b'seh, doesn't have to give away the seh to a kohen, because hamer tzemachavera all of her eye. So the Rambam has in this case, let's say you have a sofik b'chor behema tahoira. It's a nidme, it's a mutation, but it looks like a seh. The mother was a chamora and the vlad is, it looks like a seh, but a seh would have a din of b'chor behemet Torah on it. So the Gemara has in some of the cases, there's an ibayd leiv shita, whether it's a matan skun or not. So the Rambam says, misofek, the farmer doesn't have to, has to be paid a b'seh, doesn't have to give it away. And but if tok for kohen, then the Rambam paskat, that the kohen goes ahead and grabs it, so now you say faket. That now the kohen is the muchzik. You go back and forth. Oh, most of the rishonim hold that the maskonos hagemara in bab mitzvah not shaila and not sugya. What's the din if you have a sofek pidyon aben, a sofek pidyon petach hamor? So the sofek pidyon petach hamor is a sofek isura. So you have to be paid in misofek. Then when you're paid on a set, what do you do with the set? Now it's a sofek mamona. Do you have to give away the set to the kohen? So sofik mamona lekula, you don't have to give it away. So most of the Rishayim understood Tosfos. Most of the Rishayim assumed that the maskonos hagemara there in Bav Metzia Daf Vav was that tokfa koin motzino semiyot. If the koin grabs it, you don't say now the koin is muchzik and the farmer is hamotzim chaveirai and all of harayim. Whoever we the halacha paskan zayis, whoever was muchzik b'shas leidus hasofik, that's machria the sofik. That's the end of the story. So tokfa koin has to give it back. And the Rambam paskin is not so. That's what there's a sefer Nachlas David on Baba Kama Bab Metzias. And Nachlas David, Rab David Tebel, learned by Rab Chaim Balozhina. When he founded the Balozhina Yeshiva, he was one of the early Talmidim in Yeshiva. And later, he left the Yeshiva. So later, Rab Chaim Balozhina invited him to come back to give Shiurim in the Yeshiva. So he has the sefer Nachlas David on Baba Kama and Bab Metzias. So he once in a very long, you would think, like we learned by Rav Soloveitchik, it's not shaykh to give a shiur without mentioning many things from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik had something to say on everything. Nachlas David hardly ever quotes Rav Chaim Balozhin, hardly ever. Maybe he didn't say so much in the shiur. I don't know. Same thing, the Shagas Aryeh lived in France. The end of his life, he was the Rabbi Metz in France. And then there was a big Talmud who wrote, I'm not sure that my Mamrotcha, a different one, and one of the major Achrayim wrote quite a few Svarim. He hardly ever quotes in 200 pages. He'll quote once, he'll quote the Shagazari. You would think Shagazari had something to say on everything. He hardly ever quotes him. Anyway, so the Nachlas David there, and Bav Metzia Davov, and the Sugya of Tov Kukain has the line, the Rav Chaim Balozhin has said, the Rambam's opinion was, Tosfos has a lot of kashas. Tosfos and the Rishonim work on a lot of kashas. The Maskana there on Davav seems to say that if tok for koin, if the koin grabs it, he has to give it back to the farmer because whoever was muchzik b'shas leidus hasofik, sofik is always gepaskin. You don't say if the koin grabs it, now he's the muchzik, he switch, and the farmer is the moitzi, and then the koin, then the farmer is going to grab it back, so he'll be the muchzik. No, whoever was muchzik b'shas leidus hasofik is always gepaskin in his favor. So Tosfos and the Ramban work on it. There are stiras galore, a lot of kashas. So Rav Chaim Balozhin has said that the Rambam's position was mutav la'akem sugya achas mela'akem kol hashas kulay. If you have a stir between the one gemara and Bav Metzia and Davov and many gemaras, so rather than be matrik all the other gemaras, be matrik this gemara and reinterpret the maskan and Bav Metzia. That's the gemara that poses the problem. So that's what the Rambam ignored, the Poshim Shad, the Rambam ignores the Maskana Sagemar and Bav Metzia Davav. He understood the Maskana differently. And all the other Bishanim said, no, the Poshim Shad and the Maskana and Bav Metzia is that talk for Kain is Matzin Oysim Yodai. All the Stiris from all the other Gemaras. So they give a whole bunch of Terutzim, each Kashin. The Rambam says there's one teretz on all the kashas that Gemara and Bava Metzia should be reinterpreted. Gemara never came to that maskana, that Tokfel Kain is Motzino, so may I take it away. So again, so the first half of the Mishnah is saying, if you have a major mutation, everything is off. It's not only is it a balmum, you can't be makrav it on the mizbeach. If it's a pchor be'emet Torah, that's kedush haguf la mizbeach, it's not even from the chav talad matas kunin. It doesn't have a din of pchor at all. Then the Gemara is going to discuss cases on Vavam and Aleph that sometimes it's not such a major mutation, and sometimes it's only a balmum. That you can't, if it's a b'chor b'emetor, it's a balmum, you can't be makravid, you can shecht it without pidyon. B'chor b'emetor don't need pidyon. But it is a matnas kunim. So that the Gemara discusses. What's considered a major nidma? Nidma is a mutation. When is it a minor nidma? Okay. So that's the details are important. Not loch l'maisa, but they're not so important for us right now. See, on towards the bottom of Vavam and Aleph, the last four lines. So the Gemara comments on the last line in the Mishnah. The last few lines in the Mishnah on Ham and Beis, the last four lines say, Mahim Bachila. If you have a kosher animal, gives birth to a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal gives birth to a kosher animal. Means has Malagera Mafis Parsa. So what's the din? Mahim Bachila. So it says it's a difference. Behem Batorashiol, the command Behem Batmeh. If it's a mutation in that direction, the parent who gave birth to this mutation of Avlad is a Behemot Torah, says Mutta Bachila. And the reverse, if the parent is a Behemot Tmeyo, Shiol the Min Behemot Torah, is also Bachila. And then it repeats it again. Why? Whatever is born, whatever is developed inside a Behemot Tmeyo, Hayotzim and Atami is Osir. Tami means a Trefa, Min Tmeyo, a Min Tami. Behemet Tmeya doesn't have to do with Tumah V'Tahara. Behemet Tmeya is a loshen for a non-kosher, a horse, a pig, an elephant is a Behemet Tmeya. And a Yetzim and a Tohar is Tohar, yeah. So the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? Look, four lines from the bottom, Avavim and Aleph. Lama Lul Mishnah Shiyotzei. What do you need that for? You just said what the din is. It doesn't explain it any better than what he said before. So he says, the Mishnah wants to say it over to make sure that you don't mistakenly say over the wrong girsa. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to say over. Rabbi Yehudanasi edited the Mishnahs, but it wasn't written till way later. Mishnahs were not, there was a din Torah Shabbal Peyata Rashali Yaman Biksav. They weren't allowed to write it down. Rabbi Yehudanasi said they had brises floating all over in the air. They were reciting Bryce's Baptist. Rabbi Yehudanasi edited the Mishnayos, but most of the Achrayim assumed that it wasn't Rashi. Always writes Rabbi Yehudanasi edited the Mishnayos and wrote them down. But most assumed that it's not so. The Mishnayos were not written down. They assumed till the days of Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina Rav Ashi edited the Talmud Bavli, but that wasn't written down till way later that we have documentation. And it deep into the days of the Gaonim, they had a big dispute whether they should allow writing down the Gemara. Mazel is that those Gaonim won who said that you should write it down. How is it humanly possible? You'll only have 10 people in a generation who'll know the whole Gemara Baal Peh, word for word, the whole Gemara. Everybody else is not Shaykh. How can you remember the whole Talmud Bavli Baal Peh? So I don't know why. It took many generations till after Ravina Rav Ashi edited the Talmud Bavli, took many generations till they allowed their writing down. So Rabbi Yehudanasi edited the Mishnahs, but they still said it Baal Peh. So some people may say it over wrong. If a chamora gives birth to a para, of lada para, or a para gives birth to a chamora, he may say wrong. So that's why the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehudanasi added on the last line, that you shouldn't say incorrectly. You may, by mistake, think that say over the wrong gear, says Agmara, why did the Mishnah add that? Simone bi almud de lo techlechloch. You shouldn't mistakenly say it over wrong. The late tema, you shouldn't say zil basre di day. Follow whatever the status of the vlad is. Bahai, tohar ma'al yehu. Let's say a chamora gave birth to a seh. This says 100% malagir mafis parsa. Bahai, and a seh gave birth, or a shor gave birth to a chamor. The vlad is a chamor. V'hai, tomim mali, this is 100% of behemoth tmeya. So you might think it all depends whether the Vlad look whether the Vlad has simani tara, does it have malagir mafras parasa? He may mistakenly think it thinks on the Vlad, depends on the Vlad. That's what the Mishnah says. No, yotzeman atami tami, elazil basarime. It depends what the mother is. Shut. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that this is so? Shut. So the Gemara establishes a din. This din, yotzeman atami tami, yotzeman atoha tohar, is a din. There are other cases also. Let's say you have milk from a behemoth tomato is more than milk from a behemoth tomato. If you have pig's milk, that's not allowed. That's yotzeman atami tami. Milk from a cow is muta, or let's say eggs. Eggs from a hen, akash, yotzeman atoha tomer. Eggs from an eagle are non-kosher because are yotzeman atami tomer. So here the Vlad also, this simple Pirish HaMishnah sounds like if the mother is a chamora and the chamora gives birth to a keves or a shor, it sounds like hayetze min ha-tomei. Tomei, see the Ramba. Let's say I drink pig's milk or I eat egg from an eagle, from a trefa bird. So there's the Rab Chaim has in the Sefer on the Rambam. He points out, some achleik is the Rambam in Tosfos, how serious an avera is it if you eat chola behema tomeo or you eat the beitze oif tomei. So the Rambam holds it's an Isar Aseh. There's no lav. The lav is only if you eat besar behema tomeo. If you eat the eggs from a behema tomeo, from an oif tomei, or you eat the milk from a behema tomeo, the Rambam holds only an Isar Aseh. And there's a Tosfos and Chulin and Perek Elo Trefis, where Tosfos writes casually a Dover Poshet, they don't prove it. They assume a Dover Poshet that just like you get Malkus if you eat Bisar Behemoth Tomeo, so too there's Malkus if you eat Hayotzeman Atami Tomei. So that's a major Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, if you eat the Behemoth Tomeo itself, let's say the mother is a Chamora and she gives birth to a Seh, and the Seh has malager mafis parsa. So if you eat the bisar chamor, you get malchus. What if you eat the Seh, which is the vlad of the chamora? So the Mishnah says, Hayotzeman atami tami, yotzeman atoha tor. Yotzeman atami, we usually use that lashon on the chol of behemoth tomeo, and the beitza soif tami, that it's according to the Rambam, it's only in Isar Aseh. So that's what we mentioned last week, that Pischei Tshuva, in three different places in Yeridea, quotes one of the Sfaradish Achronim, had a suffix regarding this din. Achamoro sheyolda kemin se. So he said, Yotzeman atami tami, is it only like chola behemet meya? If you eat the se, which is the vlad of the chamora, you won't get malchus? It's like drinking chola behemet meya. It's only an isra, say, according to the Rambam, or the... Because he can't say it's bizarre behemoth tmeya. The vlad has malager mafras parsa. So the vlad is a behemoth tohira. But it's yotzeman atami tami. You're not allowed to eat it because an iser asay. Or should I say no? That since the mother is a chamora in all the generations, all the way back to Sheshes Meibresh, it's probably chamora. Her mother was a chamora. Her mother was a chamora all the way back. They were chamorim all the way back. So then the vlad, even though it has malager mafras parsa, is a mintame. So there should be malka. So that's the dion, that's the suffix that the Pischei Tshuva calls. That's what we mentioned last week. The suffix la'alocha. He has another nafkamina. He can't write a Sefer Torah on parchment that was made from or behemoth tomeo. A pasuk. You have to write Torah. Whenever you're writing Torah Hashem, if you're going to write, say, for Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, the klaf, the parchment that you write on, has to be from Or Behema Tohira. So what if you have over here, a chamora gave birth to a vlad, and the vlad looks like a seh, looks like a kevis. It has malager mafas paris. It doesn't look like a chamor at all. They say it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's all the way back to Sheshem Ebrech. It says chamorim. So the vlad is a chamor, even though it has malager mafas paris. So the vlad is a chamor, and there's a lav if you eat the basar, and therefore you can't use the hide for parchment to write sefer tefillin and mezuzah. Or should I say no? The vlad has malager mafas paris. Even though it's all the way back Sheshem Ebrech, Chamor, 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 all the way back. It's a family of Chamorim all the way back. The Sheshem may Bereshis, but since it has Malagem Ahavas Parsa, it's really a Min Behema Tahira. But it's also Bachil, like Cholav of a Behema Tameh. Ayotz Menatam Etam, it's an Iser Esay. It's only an Iser Esay, but it's not a Min Tameh. It's not that the Vlad is a Behema Tameh. It has Malagem Ahavas Parsa. Then the parchment would be allowed to use it for Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. He has a few nafkaminas. He has in three different places. The Pesach Chula quotes that Shana. So that's what the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim. The Gemara learns out the din from the Pesukim. So then the Gemara has a discussion. Rab Shimon Aimer, okay, the fourth line from the top on Vav Hamad Beis. The Mishnah says, Hayotze min haTohor, Tohor. The mother is a pora, and the pora gives birth to a vlad, and the vlad looks like a gomel. The vlad, it's a mutation, looks like a gomel. So even though it doesn't have malager mafis parsa, but since the mother all the way back to sheshes mebreshes was a behemah torah, so the vlad is muta bachila. A yotze min haTohor Tohor. The vlad is muta bachila. So the Gemara quotes the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. They quote him, Shimon Aimer, on the fourth line from the top of Vav Amud Beis. Shimon Aimer, Gomel Shnei Pamim. In the Psukim, on a list of the non kosher animals, says the word Gomel twice. Echel Gomel Anolim Agmal, Echel Gomel Anolim Min HaPora. He holds that the Pora Sheyolda Kimin Gomel is also Asa Bachil. That's it. We don't pass like that. That the gomel she held the behemara, the parah she held them in gomel is also bachil, because it's gomel twice. Then the Gemara says, what did the Chachamim do with that gomel twice? So the Gemara says, no, that goes on a real gomel. If you have a parah gives birth to a gomel, the Chachamim hold this muta. That's what we pass on in the Mishnah. Even though the vlad doesn't have malager mafis parsa. The Simonim all the way back, Sheshes may Bereshes, it's all the generations that had Malagem Afis Parsa, even particular Vlad doesn't have. It's a Min Tohor, it's right. So why does it say Gomel twice? So the Gemara says, to teach me, not only when you have a real Gomel, not only is the Bisar HaGomel Osir, the milk of a Gomel, Cholav Gomel, is also Osir. The Gemara says, of course it's Osir. That's the Din of Yetzim and Atami Tomei. The Beitza Soif Tameh is Osir, and the Cholav HaBehemet Meir is Osir. Why do you need a Pasuk over here to tell me that the Cholav of a Gomel, of a real Gomel, is Osir? Reb Shimon holds that you need Gomel to tell you this, the Gomel who's of Lad of a Pura is Osir Bachila. But the Chacham holds it's Mutta Bachila. The Mishnah is Ayetzim and Atohar Tor. Why is it Gomel twice? That even the Cholav is Osir. So he says, of course the Cholav is Osir. It's cholav of a behemoth man, yotzim and tummy. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk over here? And for the Gemara, lines later, and 20 lines from the top. And for the Gemara, it's trich, sagadait chamin, hold the behemoth man, about 20 lines from the top of Avim Beis. The line ends with the word hoyel. Next line, hoyel the behemoth hoyra. Nami chirishu. We really should have prohibited cholov of a behema tahira, because a behema tahira, if you have a cow that's alive, the Gemara quotes Amar Vuna in Chulin, behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isra emetis. A live animal is treif. Every live animal treif until you shecht it. Why treif? What isra is there? So that's a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns behema b'chaya b'cheskes isra emetis as an isra eiv melachai. Either eiv melachai or bosa melachai. Rashi always writes eiv melachai. The Gemara's lashon over here is going to be eiv melachai. Means a live animal is an eiv melachai. So the milk that comes out, if you have a horse, you have a camel, you have a pig, so there's an isra on the animal because it's behema tameya. If you have a kosher animal and you didn't shecht it yet, so it's also an Isser. A live animal that's not Kishachtin is an Isser. Tosis is not happy with Rashi because the Gemara has a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish later in Chulin. This is in the beginning of Chulin. The Gemara has in the first parak. Amar Avuna beimu b'chaya b'ches kasi isurei meres. Live animal that's not gishochten has an isa. It's aser. So whenever if you shech the animal and there's a suffix in the shechita, so you don't say it's the suffix deraisa lechumra. No, it's worse than a 50. You're not sure if you did the shechita properly. So it's worse than a suffix deraisa that you go lechumra because it's b'ches kasi isur. So yishtelof the chazaka beim b'chaya b'ches kasi isur meres. As you bought a manishchato, if you have a suffix and a shechita. So it's b'ches kasiser, so it's vada, you're not allowed to eat it. And we'll give him malchus if he eats it. It's not a sofik deraisa l'chumer, you're not allowed to eat it, but not like it. No, that's a sofik deraisa, but there's no chazaka one way or the other. But here, there's a ches kasiser, so you leave him be iloike if you eat it. So that's what, so the Gemara has a machloikas of Yechon HaMish Lokish towards the end of Perek Dan Osha. That's right before Perek Kol HaBosar. The Gemara has a machloikas. There's an animal, there's a kosher animal walking. A cow is walking on the farm, on the grass. Do you say it's a bundle of Eiv Menachais? Or do you say, no, if and when you'll detach or you'll break off a leg from the animal, then it'll become an Eiv Menachai. If you rip off part of the flesh, an Eiv Menachai has to have Bosa Gidn Vatzomas, has to have a bone, has to have a bone, and it has to have some flesh on the bone, and it has to have a gid. So if you have basar, gid, and etzem, that's called an eiv melechai. If you only have basar, then it's an isa basar melechai. It's a different isa. Also asa. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, a live animal that's walking is a bundle of eiv melechais, even though nothing was detached from the animal yet. While it's walking, has an isa eiv melechai. So if you say like Reish Lakish, then Rashi is good. Behema b'chaya, b'ches kasisa and meres. A live animal is a bundle of eiv melechais and basa melechais. But usually, whenever the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlekes din, Reish Lakish, the Gemara says in Yevamah daf lamed vav. In the later generation, Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. So in the later generations, they took a vote to establish what's the consensus, what's the majority opinion. So it turned out, over the years, the majority opinion, they took a vote, I'll be pashed on every din. Not that like the Democrats always vote Democrats and the Republicans always vote Republicans. So they voted, but not that in the later generation, they voted, whenever there's a machlek, we're always going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Pashat, they didn't vote like that. On every single machlokes, they voted, and they established the consensus was the ruba of the Amoraim always happened to agree with Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases where the consensus was like Reish Lakish. So, Tosis holds we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan. It's a live animal. It's not considered a bundle. A walking bundle of Eiv Menachais, a Basa Menachais. No, because man, you don't detach a limb from the animal. There's no Issa Basa Menachai, there's no Issa Menachai. So what's Behem? What does Ravuna mean? Behem Bechaya, Beches Kasisa, right? Menes, what's Beches Kasisa? That if you have a Sofik and a Shechita, it's also the Torah's Vada because he's still after Chazoka. So Taisa says, no, there's an Issa Esther of Enes Vucha. Because it says in the Chumash and Devarim, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and you won't be able to bring a Korban Shlamim, and you'll be interested in eating flesh, and you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's too far, you can't travel a whole month to eat a piece of flesh. So it says, you shecht it, and you can eat it, that's the heter, that's called Besar Taiva. You're permitted to eat Besar Taiva. It's at the Loshon HaPasuk, Kisava Napshecha Lechal Basar, you have a desire to eat flesh. And in the Midbar, when they wanted to eat flesh, they were all right next to the Mishkan. So you bring a Korban Shlomim, and you can eat the flesh. The Balaam eat the flesh, it'll be Gushal Tahara. But when they'll move in Teretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash will be in one location, and Yerushalayim, then they're going to live on Shiloh, whatever, the Mishkan Shiloh. And then they're going to be spread out all over. So then there's a Heta Teshech Besar Taiva. So Tosis understands when that Pasuk, If you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. If you don't shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it. Other Balei HaTosfos are not convinced that there is a net pasuk on Issur HaSeh. It says that you should shecht it. It doesn't, maybe it's a mitzvah. Maybe there's no Issur if you eat Einu Zvucha. Maybe there's no Aveira if you eat Einu Zvucha. So that's if you'll shecht it improperly, then it'll be dead. Then it's going to be Nevela. Then it'll be a lois essay. But while the animal is alive, who says that there's right now there's an Issa Einu Zvucha? Rav Huna says Behema B'chaya B'cheskasisa Emetis. While it's walking around alive, has an Issa. So Tosfos came up with this pasuk, and they think that it's an Issa essay. That's a chiddush. Not all the Balei HaTosfos agree. And Shmuel is not Chav Dalet. There's a Tosfos where they're not so convinced. Not all the Balei HaTosfos agree that there is an Issur HaSeh. So that's what the Gemara raises an issue over here. How can you drink? You're not allowed to drink milk from a pig or from a camel. Camel's milk is also a Yotzimen HaTomei Tomei. According to the Rambam, an Issur HaSeh, according to Tosfos, even a Malkus. But the Rambam Shita is a popular Shita. That milk from a behemoth may is an Issur HaSeh. So even milk from a behemoth kshera should be also, because behemoth b'chayeha is kas Issur HaMedes. So how do you know you're allowed to drink milk? How do you know you're allowed to eat eggs? Forget about it. You're not allowed to eat eggs from an eagle because that's an oif tamei. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat eggs from an oif tahar either. Even a hen's egg should be also, because just like behemoth b'chaya b'ches kasisa emetis, Issur Einu Zvucha, let's say, so the oif tahar should also be b'ches kasisa emetis. So it should be yotze mena aser, aser. Should be yotze mena tamei tamei. So that's the Gemara raises that question. How do you know that cholov is muta? That's what the Gemara has later. The Gemara has, the line begins, lishteri kamashmalon. That's around 30 lines, 25 lines or so, 30 lines from the top. Avodah Mabes, this is a famous Gemara. So you have the small letter base with the brackets, and that line that begins with the words lishteri kamashmalon. Then it says, b'chol ha'beim b'tmer min ona d'shari. Then you're permitted to drink milk from a kosher animal. Let it be yotze min or aser aser, because b'heim b'b'chaya, b'ches kasisa emetis, and maybe eggs from a hen are also aser. Yotze min ha'tami tami. So the Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, maybe you'll say like this. You have a pasuk in Chumash that basa b'cholav is aser. So milk is treif. So of course basa b'cholav is aser. So what he need? All milk in the world is treif. So what he needed pasuk basa b'cholav? All cholav is aser. The Gemara said that's not a kasha. Maybe cholav is aser, but it's only an isa yotzim and atame tame. So it can't be more chomer than the live animal. The live animal is only an isa essay. The live animal is only an isa, according to Tosfos. Einu Zvucha is an Issur HaSeh. So the Yotze Min HaTamei, the milk can only be the same Issur as the live animal, an Issur HaSeh. Or even if you hold like the Rashi, that the live animal is also because it's an Eiv Menachai, Behem B'chaya B'ches Kesisim, it has an Issur Eiv Menachai, Bas Menachai, but milk, a Yotze Min HaAsur. So the Rambam holds Yotzim and Asa never has a lav. It's always only an Issur HaSeh. So maybe usually cholav is treif, only an Issur HaSeh. But if it's pasuk b'cholav, then it's an Issur lois essay. Or let's say like this, milk is asur ba'achila. But if it's milk that's pasuk b'cholav, then it's going to be asur ba'anua. So it's more asur, more chomer. So the Gemara says, from the fact that you have a prohibition of basa b'cholav cannot really prove the point that the cholav is usually mutter, and only when you cook it with the flesh does it become aser. Maybe cholav is always aser, but it's only aser b'achila. And if you cook it with flesh, then it becomes aser mana. Or maybe usually cholav is aser with an Issur HaSeh, and if you cook it with milk, then it's going to have a lois essay. It's going to be a lav, and then you'll be loike. So the Gemara said that really doesn't prove the point. So the Gemara says, maybe you can prove it. There's the second white line, the first white line, second white line. Elam Agali Rachmana. There's an institution of Psuli Hamigdoshim. The Gemara calls it Psuli Hamigdoshim. Means if you have a korban that had a kedusha guf lamizbeach, and then it gets a mum kavua, and you paid it, and when you paid it, then it's what we call it. It's yotze lechulim. So it's not 100% Yotze L'chulin. There are two kinds of pidyon. If somebody is magdish, let's say kedushas domim, he's not magdish a behema l'mizbech, kedusha guf l'mizbech. And magdish something, let's say he sets aside $1,000 in cash to buy a korban with it. That's a kedushas domim l'mizbech. If you set aside a behema tohira that doesn't have any mum, that's a kedusha guf l'mizbech. If you set aside money, and I say I want to bring a korban oiler with this the value. A person sets aside $1,000, so you're going to take the $1,000 and buy a korban with it. So if, let's say, someone has an automobile and he donates it and he says the money from the automobile should go to bring a korban oil. So the gizbo auctions off the automobile to the highest bidder, and then he takes the money and he buys a korban accordingly. If he got the $1,000, he'll bring a $1,000 korban. He gets $500 or $750. He'll bring a less expensive korban. So whenever you have a kedushas domim lamizbech and never had a kedusha guf in the first place, then that pidyon is mafkir the whole kedusha. After you pay that, there's no kedusha left because it only had kedushas domim. It was only kodesh l'domov. But if you have a korban that has what we call kedusha guf lamizbech, and then it gets a mum kavu and then you pay that, that's not a pidyon, that's mafkir the kedusha. The kedusha remains, even after you pay that, that's a pidyon hamatir. And it's not matir 100%. That's what the Gemara says. Yedarshan for the pasuk tizbach v'lagiza bos v'lachola v'achalta v'lalok l'avecha. The pasuk says rak v'chalab snavshecha tizbach v'achalta bosar. So the pasuk that goes on psula hamgadoshim. Psula hamgadosh means korbanas shehumam uvinivtu. A korban that had a kedusha guf l'mizbech, it developed a mum kavua, and somebody was paid then, it was yotze l'chulin. So it says, "Rak v'chalab snavshecha tizbach v'achalta basar." So you say tizbach v'lo giza. You're only allowed to shech the animal. You're not allowed to shave off the wool. Bas v'achalta v'lo l'klavecha in basar v'lo cholav. You're not allowed to drink the cholav. What it means is, when you pay the korban that has a mum kavua, then you have to shecht it. And the shechita, the pidyon with the shechita is the matir. So shechita is not matir. You don't need shechita to be matir for the dogs or for the goyim. You only need shechita to be matir for Jews. So the only ones who are allowed to eat korban shehumim uveniftu, that's called psula hamigdoshim, that's a technical term, only allowed to eat v'chalta v'lo l'klavecho. You're not allowed to feed it to the kelev, you're not allowed to feed it to a goy, because you're only allowed to feed it to one for whom the shechita was a matir. And shechita is not matir the wool. So that's the din tizbach v'lo giza. The giza is going to be asabah now. And basa v'lecholav, echat v'lo l'klavecho. The shechita is not needed to be matir the milk. The milk is mutter without shechita. So here the shechita is not going to be matir it. But psule ha-megoshim. So the Gemara says, from the fact that you have a pasuk, that by psula hamigdashim korbanu shehumim uvenivdu, that there's an isa, you're not allowed to drink the milk because the shechita is never mata milk, it's only mata flesh. So don't you see from there that usually milk is mutter? Over here the milk is asa, because it was a korban shehumim uvenivdu, so the milk is basa v'lecholav. Usually you see that milk is mutter. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't prove anything. Maybe the olam, all milk in the world is asa bachila, but over here, by the psula hamigdashim. So you can't prove from here that milk is mutamachil. Ela must be a different pasuk, a pasuk in Mishlei that says you should make cheese from the milk that you have and use it. So what are you going to use it for? You're going to eat the cheese. So you see that milk is mutta. Mara says, no, maybe you're going to make cheese and you're going to sell it to the goyim. Same thing, the next pasuk. From Sefer Shmuel Aleph, it says that he took some cheese with him. Maybe he brought the cheese in order to sell it. So the Gemara finally says the real answer is that the Chumash praises Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Avos Cholav Edvash. If milk is treif, so it doesn't make sense. Very not mistaba, the Torah would praise Eretz Yisrael. It's the country that has so much milk. I think Eretz Yisrael now is one of the highest producers of milk in the world. That's the Pasha Peshat Nigmar. Eretz Avos Cholav Edvash. That that has a lot of milk. The Gemara says that the cholov, I think the Gemara says it refers to things that grow from the ground, like the vash. What is zavas cholov vash? Flowing milk and honey. What honey? So the Gemara says the dvash is dvash tamarim, from dates, because it grows from Eretz Yisrael. The milk doesn't grow from the ground, so they interpreted cholov refers to white wine. But the poshim shat and poshim cholov is milk, and Eretz Yisrael happens to be very rich in milk. They export a lot of milk. It's very tasty milk. So the Gemara says it's very not mistabi, but the same as the Gemara says, very not mistabi that the Torah would praise Eretz Yisrael, that is the country where you can get the treifa milk. If all milk in the world is treif, if all milk in the world is treif, so the Torah is praising Eretz Yisrael that has a lot of treif and milk. So that pasuk seemed to imply that milk is kosher. So the Gemara finally established milk from a kosher animal is kosher. That's a chiddush. Chiddush means the Gemara calls it a chiddush. Chiddush kevin the chiddushu. The Gemara had before kevin the chiddush. What is chiddush? So chiddush is a technical term that appears in the Gemara in different places. The Tosfos in Yevamah, as Dav Zayin explains, Chiddush means Dava Hasoses HaKlal. We would call it in English an exception to the rule. The rule is that a Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei, milk from a pig is Osir, eggs from an eagle are Osir, anything that comes from a live animal that's treif is Osir. So all milk in the world should be Osir, and all eggs in the world should be Osir. It should be Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei. So that's an exception to the rule that milk from a kosher animal is mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. If not for the pasuk gomel, gomel, it says twice gomel, the chachamim, the Rab Shimon understands gomel, gomel, says twice. One goes on a real gomel, and one goes on a mutation. If there's a gomel that was born to a para sheyolda min gomel, so that's also asa b'achila. That's Reb Shimon Shita, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that's why it says gomel gomel twice, to be marbe even a gomel, that's the vlad of a para, a mutation is also bachil, but we don't pass like that. So we pass in gomel gomel, once goes a gomel is also bachil, a real gomel is also bachil, and the second gomel goes that cholav of a gomel is also. What I need a pasuk cholav of a gomel, that's a regular den yetzim and atamitam. The answer is, I would have thought that milk is a chiddush. Milk is a chiddush that is mutter from a cow. It should have been yotzim and atomi by cow also, because behem b'chayya b'chas kasisa medis. So all milk and all eggs in the world should be treif, even if it comes from a kosher bird or from a kosher animal. So that's a chiddush. I would have thought it's a chiddush, a yotzim and a klal. So even if the milk comes from a camel, it should also be mutter. So that's why Reb Shimon needed a pasuk, and the chacham, everybody needs a pasuk to say that the cholov of a gomel is also. I would have thought it's a chiddush, a yotzim and a klal, so it's mutter even if it's from a real behemoth meyer. That's why I need a pasuk. So what does the pasuk, the chachamim, the Reb Shimon say that the pasuk is the repetition, gomel, gomel, twice. And Reb Shimon says, not true. Reb Shimon says the repetition of gomel, gomel, twice. The second time tells me that the gomel that's born to a para is also bachila. We pass kemuti. He holds also bachila. So Reb Shimon learns from the word es hagomel. Es is always a ribui, so it's marbe even cholav of a gomel. But they both agree that you need Reb Shimon and the Rabban. They both agree to that you need a separate pasuk to be marbe the cholav of a behemoth may is also, because the Gemara said, I would have thought chiddush shel chiddush Torah. All cholav is a yotzim and a klal. All cholav is an exception. All cholav in the world, even from a cow's milk, should have been also because of Yotzim and Atami. So that's a chiddush. I would have thought once it was nischadish, that's even mutter cholav of behemoth meyer. So that's why Bein Reb Shimon and Bein Rabbanan, you need a pasuk to say that the cholav is also. So then the Rishonim asked, and how do you know that eggs are mutter? He say eggs from an eagle are also. Maybe eggs from a kosher hen are also. It's a yotzim in ha'asa because the behemah b'chaya b'cheskes isemeres. I have a pasuk that milk is muta. I didn't know eggs are muta. So the Rambam seems to hold that this pasuk that tells you that cholov, Eretz Yisrael cholov edvash, the Torah is praising Eretz Yisrael, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. So the pot, I, but it, let it be yotze min atam, milk, even from a cow, should be yotze min aser, aser yotze min atam mitam. So the Rambam understand the answer is, what was the Issa in the first place on the live animals? So according to Tosfos, the Issa was an Issa asei aveina zvucha. So that was how the Rambam understood the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells me that the din of yotze min atam mitam only applies if the original tamei has an Issa lav. But if it only has an Issa asei, then there's no Issa of yotze min atam mitam. That's the Magen Mishnah has a comment on the Rambam. The Rambam has the following. The Rambam writes, let's say, cannibalism, to eat human flesh. How also, how is it mutter to eat human flesh? So if a Yisrael dies, basis also banor. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Miriam died, and it says the word sham, and it says by egla rufa varfu shamus egla banachal. So you have exerisha v'sham sham egla rufa, just like egla rufa is also banor. So too, the dead body of a Jewish person is osbana. So the Mishnah Melech is not so sure whether this is a real drashik murad deraisa. Maybe it's only an asmachtim of the rabban. He says the rabbisein of Bali HaTosfos, the Ashkenazim, assume that it's a real din deraisa. Tosfos assumes that a mace is osbana is a real din deraisa, and the Achrayim have a machlek. So what about tachrichim of a mace? Mishamshi hamace. Maybe only the mace is also banam and atar. Maybe mishamshah mace is only also mid the rabbanon. Takricham. Gemara says takricham arasa banam. So that's a machlokes in Achronim, where the mishamshah mace is an isa derais and isa rabbanon. The assumption being that the mace itself for sure is an isa derais. Mishnah Melech is not even so convinced. Maybe the shamsham eigla rufa the gzereshove that we use to establish that a mace banam. Maybe it's only an asmachta. But whatever. What about Meisei Akam? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim, you shouldn't get Hanor from Meisei Akam either. But strictly speaking, there's a long beer agro there, and he throws a lot of marmakamis from the Gemara. Many places it would appear that Meisei Akam are really mutta b'Hanor. Only Meisei Yisrael Arosam Hanor. Miriam was Jewish. So it says, Vatamasha Miriam, Shamsham Egla Rufa, just like Egla Rufa is also b'Hanor, so to Miriam was also b'Hanor. Miriam was Jewish. So Meisei Akum, the Pashto says it's really muta banam and atar. It's only a chumra that the Rishonim came up with. Shouldn't get hanof from Meisei Akum. So the shot about bachila, cannibalism. You're not going to kill a person and eat him. You're not going to cut off the flesh from a living person. The person died. So if he's a Yisrael who died, to Meisei Osa banam, eat him and atar and rabbanan. But Meisei Akum, ikiradin amuta banam. So is it even muta bachila? There's no pasuk. You only need malagam afres parsa by animals. What about by human beings? So the Rambam writes a chiddush that there's an iser asay. Because it says, v'zosa shetochlu, if you have an animal has malagam afres parsa, and if the fish have a snap of the kaskes, then the muta. And another says about human beings, and it says on these, v'zosa shetochelu. You're only allowed to eat these birds and not those birds. So the Rambam thinks that there's an Isser Asay, not to eat human flesh. So the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says, how could there be an Isser Asay? Then Chol of Isha should be Osa Bachila. And the Gemara said there's an Isser. You're not allowed to drink Chol of Isha directly from the Gufa Isha. A Tinuk nurses from the mother's body directly, but an adult is not allowed to drink. The woman nurses the baby. She has no choice. But an adult is not allowed to drink directly from a woman's body. But that's only an Issa Derabbanan. That's not an Issa Deraisa. So the Ramban asks, but according to the Rambam, that Bisar Adam is an Issa Deraisa, also the essay. So why shouldn't the milk, Cholav Adam, Cholav Isha, should be an Issa deraisa, yetzim and atami tami. So the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam l'shitasa is okay. Because the Rambam understood this pasuk that tells you, Eretz Avos Chalav Dvash, the milk from a behemoth Torah is mutter. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't praise Eretz Yisrael that it has all the treif of milk in the world. That's not a shevach. So you see that milk is kosher. So this pasuk is telling me that the din of yetzim and aser us only applies if the animal that it was yotze from has an isa lav, if it's only an isa rese, ein zvucha is only an isa rese, then there's no din of yotze min asa. So that's why the Rambam is okay. The Rambam says b'sar adam, you're not allowed to eat b'sar adam. He says it's an isa rese. He holds that there is no lav. If you eat from a behema or a chaya that doesn't have malagir mafis parsa, that's an isa lav. But by b'sar adam, there's no pasuk that's an isa lav. So zeh shetochlu zeh v'lo acher. So if you eat b'sar adam, there's no heter, but there's no b'ferish alav isa. So since b'sar adam only has an isa rese, so according to the Rambam, there is no din of yotzim and atami tami. So that's how the Rambam apparently understood over here, that the din of yotzim and hatame tame doesn't apply to cholov. Why? It's not that cholov is an exception to the rule. The pasuk tells you, "Zavus cholov adrash." The cholov is mutter from a behema toira. Why is that? Because behema b'chaya b'cheskasiser is only an isa rese. Avein zvucha is not an isa lav. And yotzim and asar asa is only if there's an isa lav on the behema that it's yotzim from. Just like Bisar Adam is only in Isresi, so there's no din of Yetzim and Atami Tami. There is the Gemara in Chulin has a din. Basa B'chalav is only Osir if you cook the flesh with milk. What if you use the milk and you removed all of the curds from the milk and then you had left Mecholav? Vasadik, the milk is very, very Vasadik. It doesn't have any curds. So what they make now is they take the mecholov and they make cheese out of that. That's called whey, W-H-E-Y. When you use the milk to make cheese and you took out all the curds, so the stuff that's left is called whey. So they can take that whey and make cheese from that. It's not as going to be as geschmack as the cheese that you make from real milk that has all the curds, and it's going to be shvacha cheese. What if you already made the cheese out of the whey and you left what you call mei mecholov? Mamish vasadik, mei mecholov. So then the Gemara says, mei mecholov is not dina kecholov. What does that mean? So most of the Rishonim say, it's parzim and atar, it's only milchig midirabonim, mei mecholov. Because you took out all the curds, and it's only the water, most of milk. A big percentage of the milk that comes out from the cow, milk that you wet in a bottle, rub of the milk, way over 50%, just plain H2O, just plain water. Has a little curds mixed in, has a little whey mixed in, so that's why it tastes like milk. But most of it is just plain water. So most of the Rishonim learn, if you removed all the curds by making cheese, so you left with mecholov. Then you make cheese, then you make whey cheese from the whey, and you're left with what we call mei mecholov. The Rishonim invented that expression, mei mecholov, very vasadik whey. So they say that's paravim and atar. It's only milchig b'derabbanan. And if you cooked flesh with mei mechol, it'll only be awesome at the rabban. And the Rosh quotes other Rishonim say no, cholav is mutter to drink, but mei mecholav, cholav is mutter is a chiddush. It's a gzeres hakosu. It's a yotzim and akol chiddush. A yotzim and akol. Even though it's yotzim and ha'oser, the Magen Mishnah understood in the Rambam that milk is not an exception to the rule. The pasuk that says Eretz Chavs Cholav Advash, you're allowed to drink milk, it's kosher, means that the din of Yotzim and Ha'asar Asa only applies if the Yotzim and Ha'tameh, if the Tomei, the Asa has an Isa Lav. But since a live animal is only Be'en B'chaya B'chas Kasis, only has an Isa Rese, so the din of Yotzim and Ha'tameh doesn't apply. So the Rosh quotes some Balei HaTosfos who have the opinion, no, Yotzim and Atami even applies if it's only an Iser Esay of Einer Zvucha, and milk is a Gezeres HaKosov that it's mut. And if you took out all the curds from the milk and now you're left with the Mei Mecholov, the Mei Mecholov, the Vasadik way, that's Osa Bachila, because of Yotzim and Atami, Tami. Because all the milk should have been Osa Bachila of Yotzim and Atami, because Behema Bechaya Becheska Sisra met us. But you have Xavier Sarkosov, Ayotzim and Aklal, Achidish, Ayotzim and Aklal, that milk, despite the fact that it's Yotzim and Osir, is Mutta. But that's only if it's Zinok in milk. Well, once you made cheese out of the milk, so the water that's left is going to go back to revert back to become an Isa of Yotzim and Osir, Osim. That big Chidish. We don't accept that opinion. So the Rambam doesn't agree. The Magen Mishnah, according to the Rambam, the pasuk that praises Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Avos Kol HaDash, the milk from a behemah Torah is kosher, it's not a chiddush hayotzei min haklal. The pasuk is restricting the din, it's limiting the din. The din of yotzei min hatamei only applies if there's an isa lav, and the tam is only an isa esei, it doesn't apply. So that's
Rosh
what
Rosh Hefter, maybe the pasuk that praises Eretz Yisrael, maybe it means after Shechita, for example, as a Ben Pakua, or literal after Shechita, you milk it for whatever milk there is. But how do we know for sure that it means from a regular cow?
The pashtus is flowing with milk and honey. There isn't going to be so much milk from the Ben Pakua. There isn't going to be so much milk from Cholav Nevela. Cholav Shchuta. If you buy the udder and you squeeze out, how much milk can you squeeze out after the Shchita ready? Sounds like it's the milk industry is very profitable in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of milk. There isn't going to be so much milk. We're just going to have milk from the Ben Pekua and milk from the udders after you shechted it. Sounds like it's the milk from a live animal. That's the pashtus, yeah. The Minchas Yitzchok used to be a dying wise from Neda Haredes. For many years, he has many, I think, 13 volumes of tshuvas, interesting tshuvas. So his father-in-law was a big Talmud Chacham. It's very interesting. He says, according to the Rambam, the din of Yotzim Osir, we said before, it's Machloik, is the Rambam at I don't know what happened, but we're back again. Okay. So according to the Rambam, there was a machloikas between the Rambam and Tosfos. What if you drink milk from a pig? Or what if you eat eggs from an eagle? Do you get malchus? Or it's only an isaresse? So Tosfos' opinion was, in Perikei L'Treifos, his opinion is that you get malchus. And the Rambam disagrees. He says, Yotzim and Aser, the worst it has is an isaresse. So the father-in-law of the Minhas Kok has a tshuva, but he has a fancy pilpul. So if you have yotzei min ha'osa, which according to the Rambam only has an isaresi, then you're going to have a yotzei from that. So according to the Rambam, a yotzei from a yotzei will be mutter, because the Rambam holds yotzei min ha'osa is only osa if it's yotzei min ha'osa that has a lav. If it's yotzei from an isaresi, so there's no din of yotzei. So that's a shaila if you have an isaresi nishtana. You have an Issa, it's also an issue on Agimar, we'll have to get to it. If you have an Issa Shanishtana, it started, the Issa Shanishtana, the story begins, there's a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas. Rabbeinu Yoina gives a mashal to explain a certain din. So he says, if you have a bowl of honey and you put in a piece of chazer, if you let it sit long enough, the honey will have an effect on the chazer, and it'll convert everything into honey. And he says, an Issa Shenishtana is mutter, period. Issa Shenishtana is mutter. Where did he get this wild idea from? There's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says you're not allowed to buy certain things from the Nochman. You're not allowed to buy Cholav Akum and Pasakum and Stam Yenam, different things you're not allowed to buy. Some things you're not allowed to buy because it seems that they used it for Avodah Zarah, so it'll be Asabah, no, it'll be Tekrubis. Then the Mishnah says, a whole bunch of things that you're allowed to buy, no Shaila. So that's a honey. You're permitted to buy honey. So the Gemara asks, why? Maybe they put in Chazer Shmaltz into the honey. Maybe they poured the honey into a container that had a lot of Chazer Shmaltz, so it's a Tarubis. The Gemara says, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So it's unclear. So Rashi says, they're not going to do that because that's stupid. You're going to put honey in, but chazer schmaltz is going to ruin the flavor. It's not going to taste like honey. It's going to taste like chazer schmaltz. So they're not going to be idiots to ruin the whole business, to ruin all of the honey. But the Goyim understood the Gemara differently. The Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas, Tamir Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif, the side of the Rif and Brachas, they understood the Gemara to mean, no, if you pour in Chazer Shmaltz into honey, and if it sits there long enough, the honey will have an effect on it, and it'll convert the Chazer Shmaltz into honey. Aye, but it started off as Chazer Shmaltz. Doesn't matter. Isa Shenishtana is Mutter. If it started off as Chazer Shmaltz, and then it underwent a major change, let's say if you have grape juice and you let it sit long enough, it's going to convert and to become wine. So that's a natural process. That's not called an Issa Shenishtana. That's not enough. The Gemara had a Hava Min in it. Maybe that should be an Issa Shenishtana. Gemara says, no, Pshita. That's a double Pshita. That's not called an Issa Shenishtana. But if you have Chazer Shmaltz converted to become honey, that should be, as Rabbi Yoni says, it's Mutter. Rabbi Yoni explains a certain din with this mashal. He understood the Gemara Nava Rizar to say that you're permitted to buy honey from the Nochrim, because there's no problem. Even if they mixed in Chazer Shmaltz, it won't be a problem, because this is Shenishtan is Mutter. So the Rosh comments on the Rabbi Yoni, how does he know that that's Mutter? How is he so convinced? So it sounds like a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoda, where the Issa Shenishtana is Mutter Arosa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prim Anadin, the Hilchas Bichos HaReach. That machlekes, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoda, has to do with Bichos HaReach. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prim Goda, made a Hachra. If you're dealing with an issue that Raisa, then you should be machman like the Rosh. That Issa Shenishtana should be Osa. But if the worst you're dealing with is an Issa de Rabbanon, let's say you have Shishin for sure, but the Shaila of Dov HaMamid or something like that, Mamid is only the Rabbanon. So whenever the issue is only an issue of the Rabbanon, then we can be meikel to assume that an Issa Shenishtane is Mutter. That's the Achro of the Mishnah Berurah. But it's a major machloikis. So some poskim are of the opinion, Issa Shenishtane, if the Chazer Shmaltz converted to become honey, it's no longer an Issa Lav of Nishtane, but since the Chazer Shmaltz converted to become honey, it's a Yotze Min HaOsa Rasa. The honey is Osa because it came from Chazer Shmaltz. It started off as Chazer Shmaltz. So that's like a Yotze Min HaOsa. We usually think of Yotze Min HaOsa, the eggs developed in the eagle, or the treif of milk developed in the Chazer. Here, it's not that it developed. It's not usually it's manasa from a balchai, from a living animal that's treif. So some rishonim say no. This is also yotze manasa. Anisa shenishtana chazer shmaltz that converted to become honey. So the honey should be also because of yotze manasa. But that's what yotze manasa, according to the Rambam, only would have an isa lab, wouldn't have an isa rese. So then, if the honey will be nishtana a second time, if it's nishtana from a nishtana, so then it's a yotze from a yotze. So then, according to the Rambam, it should be mutter, because yotze manasa is only also if it's yotze from food that has an isa lav. That was the Magen Mishnah pointed out that Rambam says beferish like that. Yotze from something that only has an isa rase is mutter. There's no isa yotze. Yeah. One of the sources, the Gemara here discusses why do you say that milk is a chiddush? Why do you say drinking milk is a chiddush? So first, the Gemara says, because it's a yotze min hatami tami, behemoth bechaya, all animals, while they're alive, are also, either according to Rashi, behemoth bechaya, becheskasisa, eid menachai. It's a bundle of, a walking bundle of eid menachai. Or according to Tosfos, it can't. It's behemoth bechaya, lavle varme menes. Until you rip off the limb from the animal, it's not called eid menachai. It's not called bas menachai. It's an isa enes vucha. So that was one svar in the Gemara. Why milk should have been asa? Why milk and eggs should have been asa? Should have been a yotzim and asa rasa, because beim b'chaya v'cheska sisra. Then the Gemara has another svar. Why milk should be asa? The Gemara knows the fact that nursing mothers don't have their period. A woman who's a menekes, usually, in the days of the Gemara, would sometimes be up to 2 years. She wouldn't start having a period. What happened to the dam? So the Gemara has a biological machlokes. So one opinion is dam necha benasa cholos, because she's nursing the baby. So the dam that comes would normally come in amaka. That dam is converted into the milk. All milk from the animal started off as dam, and it converts and it becomes milk. So the Gemara thought that that should be awesome. So that's why I need a pasuk that say that cholav of a behema tahira is mutam. But that the Gemara said that's a machlekes. Why is the woman misulekas damim for 2 years? Today they're not. The Rab Moshe has a tshuva. Today they're not misulekas. It doesn't. It never takes 24 months. Chav dal chodesh. We have in the days of the Gemara a woman. A menekes, a woman had a baby in the last 2 years is not permitted to remarry because in the days of the Gemara, some of the women would nurse a baby till the age of two. Perhaps most of them did not. Perhaps it was very rare. Probably most of them would finish nursing the baby after 18 months. But because some of them would nurse up until 24 months, so she's not allowed to remarry. She's allowed to remain with her own husband, but if the husband died, or the husband divorced her, she's not allowed to remarry till she stops nursing the baby. Why? So the Gemara says, because she may become pregnant from the second husband, and when a woman becomes pregnant, then she doesn't have any milk anymore. She can't nurse the baby. And since this baby is from her first husband died or the first husband divorced her, and she wants to remarry within the 2 years. So the Gemara says she may not be able to nurse the baby, and the second husband is not the father of this baby, so he won't feel bad for the baby. So maybe the baby may chalila die from malnutrition. It's a very far-fetched chashash that the second husband won't realize that his new wife that he just married is not able to nurse the baby. And he won't realize the baby is b'sakana, very far-fetched. So they quote in Ebenezer, they quote the Chassam Sefer, in the Pesachei Tshuva, they quote Chassam Sefer, says the whole thing is so far-fetched. And it's far-fetched, he claims that they nursed the baby for 24 months. Ruba de Ruba did not nurse the baby for so long. So the Chassam Sefer says, because it's a suffix, sakana's nefashis, the Gemara says, lahocha b'pikoch nefashis, achar harayv. You have to be choshish for a miut. So the whole thing is a miut on top of a miut on top of a miut. The second husband may not realize that there's not enough milk to nourish the baby, and he won't realize the baby is losing weight, and he's disappearing, and he's going to get sick to the extent he may die. So the whole thing is far-fetched, but that's it. The Chachamim made the gzera because they're afraid of suffix sakana. Le'holcha b'pukach nefosh l'sachar harayv. So that's the shaila, how long bismanazeh, hardly anybody nurses for 24 months. So Moshe thinks that we could be mekel today after 18 months. And others don't agree with that. These are the Tanoim that made exer for 24 months. Maybe shouldn't have the right to change it. So here the Gemara discusses that idea, that a woman is musuleka, part of that story. A woman is musuleka's damim for 2 full years after the baby is born, because she's nursing the baby. So why is she misulekas damim? So the one explanation was given, because they're nursing the baby, so the dam nechav and asa cholav, the dam turns into cholav, and that's why there's no dam, because it's turning into cholav. The other Tanaim said there is no such thing. Dam doesn't turn into cholav. It's just that the shock to the system of giving birth to a baby, the pregnancy with the birth, is such a shock. So the woman, you have to give it 24 months till she gets back to her normal routine of having a normal period. But it has nothing to do with dam necha v'asachal, about the blood turning into milk. So in this Gemara, the Chok Yankov in Hilchas Pesach discusses this. What did the Gemara say? You should have prohibited all milk in the world, even from a kosher animal, because dam necha v'asachal. The milk started off as dam. Yeah, but now it changed. Now it's not dam, now it's milk. So that should be Issa Shenishtana. And the Rabbanian said Issa Shenishtana is mutter. So why not, even if it started off as blood, but it turned into milk, it's Lagamri, a different shinui. So it should be mutter because of Issa Shenishtana. Unless you say that kuf is what the Pasuk tells you, that milk is mutter. So the Magid Mishnah said, according to Ram, what is the Pasuk telling you? That cholav of the behemah Torah is mutar. that Yotze min HaTami, Tami is only if the Tami has an Issa Lav. If it only had an Issa Rese of Eino Zvucha, then there's no din of Yotze. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood in the Rambam. That's what the Pasuk tells me. So the so others want to say, no, that's what the Pasuk tells me. What the Rabbeinu Yonah interpreted in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that an Issa Shenishtana is Mutta. I would have thought, Dam Necham and Asachol, that all milk in the world started off as dam, so therefore it should be an Issa dam. So Kamashman on the Pasuk, Eretz Yisrael is Cholav Edvash. Eretz Yisrael is praised as the country that has delicious milk. You see that the milk is kosher. The answer is because Issa Shenishtana is Mutta. That's a discussion. The Chok Yankiv starts it, and later Achreinim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this. Different marmakoimis and shas for this topic of Issa Shenishtana. Anyway, we follow the Hachra of the Prima Godim that the Mishnah Brura quoted. By Nisa Deraisa, we're machmer like the Rosh, because the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says Issa Shenishtana is Mutter, and then he says, how do you know that it's correct? How did Rabbeinu Yonah know it's correct? So Rabbeinu Yonah interpreted that's what it said in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. You can buy honey from the goyim. There's no chash. Not like Rashi said, because they're not going to be so stupid to put honey in, mix honey with schmaltz, because it's going to ruin the flavor of the honey. No, because the honey will have an effect on the schmaltz. It'll convert everything into honey. And Issa Shenishtana is Mutta. So if we know for sure that this honey started off as trefa chas de schmaltz, and it's an Issa Deraisa Shenishtana, the Mishnah Berurah quotes of Prima Godim, we would be Machmad like the Rosh. But if the worst it could be is an Issa Derabbanan, then we'll make a lot of Issa Shenishtana. Yeah, we wouldn't give a Hechsha Lachatchila on such a product. What we are make a Lachatchila by Nishtana is kidneys. On Pesach, we have an Ashkenazim, have a minute that we don't eat kidneys. So what if the kidneys underwent a major change? A lot of times now in the modern food processing industry, so they have enzymes. They have enzymes that do all kinds of tricks. Just have to get the microorganisms to spit out the right enzyme, and you can convert potatoes into flesh. You can convert flesh into potatoes. If you put the right enzyme in, it'll do whatever you want, whatever trick you want it to do. So if you take kidneys, and you put in an enzyme, and it's a kidney shenishtanu, so that we're makel on that lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Prima Godim that by an Issa derabbanan shenishtanu you makel means if bimikre a case came up, there was an Issa derabbanan shenishtanu, then you makel. But to set up a hashgacha lechatchila, to do it lechatchila, that's not right. But by kidneys we makel lechatchila, because the whole thing is only a meaning to begin with. So a kidney shenishtana is not including a kidney, as when I'm a ramen, right? Yeah. So this is a
thing. How do you know eggs?
How do you know eggs? That's the shayla. So some rishonim say once you have a pasuk by Eretz Avos Cholav Edvash that there's no isa yotzei min hatami by the milk, what then ami the eggs? According to the Rambam, it's all the same answer. The pasuk is not a yotzei min hakol. Pasuk tells you that. Yotzei min ha'asav is only us if it comes from a lav, if it comes from an iser esei, there's no iser yotzei. And beim b'chaya b'ches kasiser is iser ein zvucha. That's only an iser esei. So there's no din of yotzei min ha'tomei by iser esei. So if you hold like the Rambam, the way the Rambam understood the Gemara, so eggs is the same heter as milk. Yeah, not everybody holds like the Rambam though. So what could be a different mocker? So they quote the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shach and Yeridea. Quotes the Rishon. We don't have this Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos. The Shach quotes from the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma was Rabbeinu Baruch, Bala Tosfos. Tosfos quotes him every so often. Sefer HaTruma reads like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. But every 10 paragraphs, he throws in a chiddush that we never heard of before. He's a Bala Tosfos, so he gives a new thing. Sefer HaTruma is the one who made the compromise about Iri. There was Machlegs Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, where the Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel and not Mevashel. So Sefer HaTruma made a compromise that we paskin like, it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa. It's not Mevashel Kadei Kula, Mevashel Kadei Klipa. He has a lot of things. So I think this is the Shach quotes, the Sefer HaTruma quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a parsha in the Chumash of Shiloh HaKan. It says, Shalech the Shalach Hasemes Abanim Tikach Loch. So the Gemara says the din of Shiloch HaKan only applies, first of all, it only applies if the mother is sitting. A lot of people do Shiloch HaKan in the daytime. They don't realize the father bird sits on the eggs in the daytime. The mother sits on the eggs at nighttime. You're not Yotze the mitzvah of Shiloch HaKan if you chased away the father. Shalech the Shalach Hasemes, you're only Yotze if the mother. So you have to know a little biology to be able to tell the difference between a Zohar and a Keva to fulfill the mitzvah of Shiloch HaKan. So it says, the din of Shiloch HaKan applies even if the aim is Ravetzes ala Beitzim, not her own eggs. It's the eggs from a different bird. But it only applies if the mother is a kosher bird and the eggs are from a kosher bird. If the mother is not a kosher bird, or the eggs are not from a kosher bird, it doesn't apply. Because it says, Tikach Loch, Shalech Shalom Sabanim, Tikach Loch, you can eat it. So that's a pasuk that the eggs are muta b'achila. That's what Rabbi Natan says, that pasuk. Because the Chazal understood tikach loch means it's a kosher egg from a kosher bird. So you see that from a kosher bird, the eggs are muta. And other Rishonim say, no, it's the same pasuk, Eretz Havs Chol HaVadrash. It's the same pasuk that that tells me that the milk is muta. That's along the lines of the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam understood the pasuk to teach me that Yotze Min HaAser only applies when the Isser that it's Yotze from is an Isser Lav. It's only an Isser Essay. Then there's no din of Yotze Min HaTamei. Yeah, this is an important Gemara. This is a famous Gemara. In Chumash, a little word on the Parsha. In Chumash Dvarim, we have a mitzvah. We should remember the Chet of Miriam. The Chavetz Chaim wrote a few small little Svarim. So one of this form is Zocha LeMiriam, to remember the story of Miriam. Miriam was punished because she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Chazal interprets Zechiras Chet Miriam, we should remember. The Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, how come Zechiras Amalek, we make a whole fuss, Parshas Amalek, and you have a special Haftorah, and the Gabbai makes an announcement, everybody should have a mind to be Yotze, with the Kriya, with the Brachas. Why don't we make such an announcement on Zechiras Chet Miriam? So he says it's a bizoin to the tzaddikas to make a big fuss about it. So the din is just like if you missed Parsha Zocha, the Shabbos before Purim. Pay attention when they read Parshas Baal Oischa, or when they read that Parsha Kisetze, wherever it is in Chumash Dvarim. So have in mind when they learn the Parsha Sashabah, we don't want to make a big fuss about it because it'll be a bizoin to the tzaddikas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought more mistava perhaps is that was an additional level of interpretation that the Chavetz Chaim understood from the Chazal. Zechiras Chet Miriam, one of the Sheish Zechiras that they have printed in the Siddur at the end of Shachris, to remember not to talk Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a terrible Aveira. The Gemara says, Lashon Hara Horegis Shloisha. You talk Lashon Hara against someone, you can ruin his whole reputation. And you're going to burn in Gehenna, and the one to whom you tell a Lashon Hara to is going to burn in Gehenna. The one who tells it, the one who listens, and the one about whom you tell it, you may be ruining him. But still, it's not for Nikori Amuna. It's a terrible Aveira. So they made one of the Sheish Tchiris. This Aveira of Lashon Hara is very difficult. Rav Soloveitchik said he thought perhaps a better pshat would be what Rav Kook has in his Siddur Oilas Riyah. For Rav Soloveitchik said he didn't understand many of Rav Kook's writings. They're written such a difficult Hebrew, his Sifrei Machshava. But he says his Siddur he understood, and he liked the Siddur very much. He used to say over every so often things from the Siddur. So this is one of the things he said over. On the Sheish Zechiris at the end of Shachris, Rav Kook has a suggestion. Maybe Zechiras Chet Miriam must remember the Ikir and Amuna that the Rambam lists off as two Ikarim and Amuna. We believe, number one, in Nevuah. Those philosophers thought that it's impossible to have communication between God and man. And it's impossible that we should daven. We should be communication between man and God. God is infinite, man is finite. How can it be? So number one, we believe that there is such a thing as Nevuah. We happen to live now in a period that there's no Nevuah, but there used to be Nevi'im, in the future there will be Nevi'im. And then number two, we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's that Iker and Amunah, like Rav Kook, right? That's the Zechiras Chet Miriam. Miriam said, my brother Aaron and I are also Nevi'im. We didn't have to get divorced from our spouses. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu think? He's a bigger Navi than us. Why did he decide that he had to divorce his wife. What does he think is bigger than us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you don't realize he's much bigger. Lo ken abdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNavim, the greatest Navi. What does that mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNavim? Not all Navim are on the same level. Some are on a higher level than the other. So no, Adon HaNavim means he's greater than the other. So Rav Soloveitchik can explain, it means the same as the other Iker in the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. It's a repeat of the other Iker. Zos HaTor Lo Sehim Uchlefes. We assume the laws of the Torah are immutable. The other Navim before Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu, are only given Hayru Ashor. That's by definition. Nevuah means a Hayru Ashor. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos and Perek Gid Anoshe and Chulin that the fact that we today still observe the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe and we today still observe the mitzvah of Bris Mila was given to Avraham Avinu, Gid Anoshe was given to Yaakov Avinu, they were Nevi'im. Shar Nevi'im is only given a Hayru Ashor. We observe it today because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The only thing that's binding Lidurus is what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Whenever a Navi will come, any Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu will come and say, I'll demonstrate that he's a Navi, Bosis and Mopsim. And then he'll say, I was told by Nevuah that the laws of Kashrus no longer apply, or the laws of Taras HaMishpocha no longer apply. So you know, Biyadua, that is a Navi, Hashaker, because no Navi in Zosatar Losi Mochlefes, the laws of the Torah are never going to change. Moshe Rabbeinu is that Don Hanavi means he was the only Noah who is given dinim that annoyed Gladuris. The word mitzvah has the connotation. The Rambam writes a Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he writes 14 Sharoshim, the guiding principles to determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the third of the 13 of the 14 Sharoshim is you only include dinim that annoyed Gladuris. Whatever is only Haru Ashoa doesn't belong in the list of mitzvahs. And that's what Rashi quotes from the Tanaim at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Ein Tzav Eloshin Ziris Miyad Uladaris. The term mitzvah is a technical term that means a mitzvah that's Noig Ladaris. What's the yichas of Noig Ladaris? Why such an obstinate insistence? Today, that's the main difference between the Orthodox and the non-Orthodox, is whether the dinim and the Torah can be changed or they cannot be changed. Why such an obstinate insistence? So Soloveitchik has printed in several of his essays that both the Baal HaTanya and Rav Chaim Elojen have the same explanation. Why such an insistence? Because the 613 mitzvahs, when you put them all together, are a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't understand Elokus. It's a Lamaila Mehasagas Bnei Adam. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a mashal, we won't understand the mashal. So the Torah, as we have it, all the 630 mitzvahs all blend in together. It's a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of a mashal to understand an inkling of what Elokus is all about. And that's what the Rambam, and that's what the Ramban in his Hagdamah, his commentary on Chumash, writes. He quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmoisop Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Chumash is a description of the essence of Elokus. So, and the Pasuk says, everything in the world keeps on changing, everything in the Bria, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not part of the Bria. So it's one of the Haftaris. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, V'atem Bnei Yankiv Lo Chilisim. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, everything in the world is changing. In fact, in modern physics, this is what they told me, modern physics, they feel everything is changing and reverting back to Tohu Vavohu. Everything started off with Tohu Vavohu, and it was expanding, and now it's moving back. And the only thing that doesn't change in the whole wide world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not part of the Bria. He's the one who created the world. So because the Torah is a description of Elokus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence doesn't change, that's why we have this obstinate insistence that that the laws of the Torah can never change. Yeah, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Maybe that's the pshat and the pasuk in Baal Oischa in this week's Sedra. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is Usmunas Hashem Yabid. He saw the image of Hashem. What do you mean? Lo yirisim kol tmuna. It says in pasuk, you didn't see any tmuna at all. Biyom de Hashem imachem ha'archoriv. On the occasion of Maim Haskin, there was no tmuna. The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was given a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. He was only one who was given dinim l'doiris. The other Nevi'im were given Hayru Ashor, which are not necessarily part of the description of Elokus. And that's what the Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out. It's really a Maharsha has like that. The Gemara in Brachas says, how do you know that when you want to learn Torah, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra of the Godna Lalakena. When I'm about to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to praise Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says the Shem HaMefarash 10 times, 3 times by the Biduim, and it says, HaKadavam Hamda Mazar HaKoy Mishtach V'mamodim V'nofim HaPneim Yom Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Al Yom Avoid, based on the Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekro of a Gadol HaLakein. When I pronounce the Shem HaMefarash, you have to say, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Al Yom Avoid. But where do you say from that Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekro, when you learn Torah, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. You can learn 25 Blat and Baba Kama, there won't be any Shem Hashem. Gittin, you won't find Ksubas, you won't. A lot of Mesichta, Brochas maybe. Brochas, you find Shem Hashem or Rafa. But in the normal Mesichta, Zanosh Mezikin, you won't find Shem Hashem so often. So the Marshoi writes, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes the same also in the Nefesh HaChaim. No. The Gemara was based on this assumption. Kol ha-tarukul ha-shmosub shal ha-kadosh baruch hu. The whole Chumash is a description. All the Taryag mitzvahs put together are a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have this obstinate insistence that zos ha-tar lo asim uchlefes. That's what we mean when we say Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon Hanavim. He was the only one who was given Torah. That's the description of Elokus that's binding throughout all the future generations. The others were only given Hayru Asho. So that's one of the Kori Hamunah. That deserves to be one of the Sheish Zechiris. Zechiris Chet Miriam perhaps means that, to remember that Moshe Rabbeinu is that Don Hanavim. Okay. Next week, I'm not sure whether I may have to go to a family function on Tuesday night. I'm not sure. So we'll have to let you know next week whether the Shir will be on Tuesday night or Wednesday night. But there's still more Gemara on this daf. Still rich. Halacha lemaisa and this stuff. Okay. Should all be healthy for another week.
We said before that cannibalism is also because you can't eat the human flesh.
According to the Rambam.
What if somebody's nervous and they're chewing on their finger or something? And is that a problem?
What, he's eating this?
He cuts something, he has that little hangnail or something, and he bites it off and swallows it. So.
It's probably not royal.
Not the nail, but the actual skin. He bites off a little piece of his skin. It's bothering him.
Probably shouldn't do it. According to the Rambam, it's an Isser Essay. Yeah.
That would be an Isser Essay? No shear on that.
Is that basar or the skin? Is that considered basar or the muscle would be basar and that's not basar?
The oir is not basar. Yeah, that is correct. Let's say you say a mace is also bahana, but or a mace is 2 days in Tesis. On the assumption that a mace also bahana min ha-Torah, so Tesis has 2 days, but the or a mace is also min ha-Torah min ha-Rabban. So you see that the skin is not the same as basar. Yeah, the basar, Taisa assumes asar. Basar ha-meis asar min ha-Torah b'hanoa. And the or, we assume la-aloch is only asar min ha-Rabbana. Yeah, so maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's only the basar, basar adam. Maybe the skin is not basar. Okay. Well, you shouldn't do it.
The basar is underneath the skin, in other words.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not a good habit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shkach.
Okay.
Shkach, Rabbi.
Thank you, Yashkach. Shkach, Rabbi.